Mr. Keith, K-E-I-T-H. Last name is S-U-I-R-E. Hello? Chief complaint, right knee pain. Number two, swelling of the knee. Number three, weight gain. Number four, tiredness. Number five, hypertension. Number six, history of fatty liver. Number seven, wife is concerned about possible sleep apnea. Number eight, tiredness. Our patient is a 36-year-old gentleman, married, has three children, works 10 to 12 hours a day. He works for a gas company here in town, period. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's gained about 10 pounds, but then has lost some. He weighs 274 pounds now. Medical problems, hypertension, surgery, non-allergy, non-family history, hypertension. No colon cancer, COVID immunization, none. Patient has had some tiredness issues, talked to his doctor. They checked the testosterone some time ago. Apparently it was within normal limits. He took a booster, helped him feel better. He's going to have more blood work done, and he will ask for a testosterone level to be checked. He has no hypersomnolence issues, no issues with falling asleep while driving. No issues with snoring or quitting breathing at nighttime, his echocardiogram does not show any evidence of enlarged right ventricle. That can be suspicious for sleep apnea, period. Because of his history of dizziness in the past and his hypertension, we looked at his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, he has a regular physician who gave him his losartan and his he checks his blood work, who's going to do that again next week. Next number, as far as the knee is concerned, the right knee has decreased range of motion, slight effusion. X-ray shows no abnormality. If the knee continues to be a there's grade 1 effusion present, if that continues to be a problem, MRI is needed. Next number, he does have crutches. Next number is ACE wrap in place. Next number is no running. Patient hurt his knee while he was running and jumping over a trash can with his children. Next number, only walk-in and weight-bearing as tolerated. Next number is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number is Toradol, 60 milligram now. Next number is Mobic, 15 milligram once a day. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number is blood work per his cardiologist. Next number, because of his hypertension, we looked at his echocardiogram. There was no evidence of ventricular hypertrophy and or issues with his kidneys, which can also be seen in patients with hypertension. His hypertension appears to be idiopathic. Next number, there's no evidence of DVT or PVD in face of swelling of the knee, which appears to be traumatic, and no evidence of a Baker cyst present. Next number is thyroid within normal limits. Next number is prostate is within normal limits. Next number, hang on 1 second. Okay, can you hold on? Next number, he will send us a copy of his blood work when it's available at the doctor's office. Thank you.